This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Joyce Engel, JOYCEENGLE. Date of birth 08/29/1947. Date of appointment 3/30/2026. Requesting physician George Weiss, GEORGEWEISDO. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Joyce Engel today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having dizziness for the last 3 weeks. Her room was spinning, kind of off balance. Vision is not clear, hard to walk, unsteady, feels lightheaded, dizzy. Floor is moving. Have a history of high blood pressure and taking medication. No nausea. It is not severe at it used to. Not too bad. MRI of the brain done, which is normal except old stroke. Carotid ultrasound will be done by the cardiologist. Dizziness is when she's standing up. There is no dizziness when laying down. She is having tingling in the hands and feet. Past medical history. Stroke. Diabetes mellitus, constipation, GERD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, right elbow, lateral epicondylectomy, faucet infection, faucet injection to the back, partial hemilaminectomy and partial discectomy, pacemaker. Allergy. No known drug allergy, medication, tramadol, gabapentin, metoprolol, Lipitor, Eliquis, tamsulosin, Trilogy, furosemide, omeprazole, vitamins, calcitrol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is retired, she is married, live with the husband, have two children, family history, mother deceased with heart problem, father deceased, heart problem and a stroke, five sister, couple of them with heart and arthritis, four brother, same problem. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having dizziness, trouble walking, back pain, poor control of the bladder, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and aneurysm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder. To nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, vertigo and dizziness. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, old stroke. In the right occipitotemporal region, number 5, labyrinthitis, number 6, hearing loss. Next paragraph, her dizziness can be due to postural hypotension due to the blood pressure medication, or it can be due to labyrinthitis. Our MRI of the brain is MRI of the brain did not show any new stroke. Consider decreasing blood pressure medication. If it is labyrinthitis, it will resolve itself. Inner ear problem is another possibility. She has sign of peripheral neuropathy. I will order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done.